interview with Mrs. Alethea Flint at 24th of June 2014. Before she was married, she was Alethea Belshaw. Is that right, Alethea?
Yeah.
Right. Where were you born, Alethea?
Pardon?
Where were you born?
In Loskernook.
Whereabouts were that in Loskernown?
You know where Loskernown Baptist Chapel is?
Oh, yeah.
You go up the road and then there's a little road leading off.
Yeah.
And then there's like a nook.
Ah,
ah. I think there were four houses. Yeah.
Your mum and dad come from there?
No, my mum came from South Winfield and my dad came from Belper.
Oh, what made him go to live at Losca? Was it his work?
He got a job at, what pit was it called at Losca? Oh, anyway, it was Losca pit.
Was he a miner all his life then?
Yeah, well, he got killed when he was 32,
did he?
I think. Yeah. Yeah. I was only six when he got killed.
Was that on pit?
Yeah, got his back. He worked at Ormond Pit, and because you got a shilling more a shift, he went to work at Shipley. And my dad was a very private man. He wouldn't make water in front of anybody. And he went behind this stall, and the fall came and broke his back and neck.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't get much compensation in them days, would you?
No, no. My mum had to go out washing and scrubbing, because there was no factory work, then.
How many children were there at that time?
There were three of us. My sister, my brother was 3 years older than me, and my sister was 6 years older than me. And then of course we used to have to take, you know how they let you have free coal?
Yeah.
Or so much free. I used to have to take it to this gentleman's on Home Street at Ena. And one day I was going to go with it, and the next thing it was knocking at our door. And of course my mum went to see what was matter. He says, I thought I'd save your daughter the trouble of coming up. But in the meanwhile, he'd been asking me all about my mum, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did I have to take the ticket to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Why couldn't my dad put it in?
Yeah.
And of course I had to tell him my dad had got killed.
Yeah.
And he started courting my mother.
Oh.
And he was one of the cleverest men in the Midlands.
Yeah.
He taught Pittman shorthand and typing, and he also taught piano lessons.
Did he teach at college, your dad?
Did
he teach it at college?
No, at his home.
Oh, at his home.
Anyway, he finally got his knees on that table, and next thing we knew, we mum were getting married to him.
Yeah, yeah.
So I packed my bag, and I was going to run away. I didn't want him to come and live at my house. I got as far as bottom of Millward Road. We flitted from Losca up to Millward Road, and my dad got that house, and he got killed before he could go in it.
Yeah.
But we got it because my sister used to babysit a couple that run a shop on Main Road. She went from school and babysat on Saturday mornings.
Mm.
So they were free to go in shop, you see.
Yeah.
So we got this house, and we thought we'd died and gone to heaven. It were lovely, out of this little old house. And my dad never lived to go in it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But of course, my mum still got the coal. That was a blessing.
Yeah.
And they did get a little bit of pension, but not much.
Yeah.
So she was to go out cleaning.
Yeah.
To different shops and that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, as I say, he got his knees on that table. So next thing I know, they were getting married.
Yeah,
yeah. Mind you, he did provide. It was a good provider.
Yeah, it was difficult for a woman.
Yeah,
I
was at a difficult age. I didn't accept him.
Yeah.
I didn't like him.
Well, it's difficult, isn't it?
And he also bought a family, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd gone from having a bedroom to a cell to having to share with one of my sisters and one of his girls, you see.
It turned your life right round, wasn't
it? Oh, it did. We'd got more food on table and we lived better, but it changed our lives completely.
Yeah. Did you go to chapel regularly?
Oh, I went to chapel every Sunday, yeah. You know, Claire Holmes lives down here.
Yeah.
Claire. Well, her husband, he was a Lasker lad.
Yeah.
And his mum was a big woman. She was Samway Arms' father.
Yeah.
You last again, she used to say, because their house were right opposite chapel. That last again, last. Well, I've had to wash pots or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, when we came to live up here, Aidan got to know Gary, and I says, "Oh, I knew his mum, but I didn't know Gary. Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
I never saw Gary or saw his mum every Sunday."
Yeah. I can remember Gary, he was very small.
Yeah, he's not, he wasn't very well built either.
No.
Yeah, a nice chap, he was a nice chap. Claire's a nice girl as well.
Which school did you go to at Losker?
I went to Losker Primary School.
Were you before, or did you go earlier?
Yeah, and then when we moved up Millwood Road, I had to go to Losker Road School. Mm. Which was a boys and a girls as well.
Yeah.
But when I used to go to Losker schools, it was very funny, but Ken Thorpe, that lived to come to live across road, he used to go to the same school.
Oh, a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he used to come to our house for shorthand, for typing lessons. Because we always had to have his bike in kitchen.
Yeah.
In case it rained.
Yeah.
I didn't want no rain on it, on his bike.
No.
Very particular was Ken.
Yeah.
But, I was quite surprised when I saw him coming, because they built that bungalow between them, didn't they, him and somebody else.
But, do you like school, your first school?
Oh, I used to love it. And one of the teachers used to give you a halfpenny if you did so many sums each night at home.
Mm.
And of course about nearly every child in Clap would do doing sums every night.
It's something to get them going, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I like school.
You get regular evenings then?
Yes, I got one nearly every week, but it wasn't mine.
No.
It had to go away.
Yeah.
We were only allowed 1/8 a week, and we bought everything on shelf for 1/8.
Yeah.
But we mostly ended up with an 1/8 of the broken.
Yeah, much
you know, where they put all broken bits of toffee and that in a jar. I mostly ended up with that because you got a lot of that prey.
You get much for that nowadays, could you?
Oh, you don't for a shilling. Well, 5 pence.
Ridiculous now, isn't it?
No, it's...
What did you like at school? You got any favourite subjects?
I used to love English and history. Yeah. I used to love history, I don't know why. Then we had an open day one day and I got a painting of a daffodil put up on the wall.
Mm.
And I don't know where that daffodil got to, but it was hung up in my bedroom for years after I left school.
Yeah, it's something you save, isn't it, from your school?
Well, yeah, because I wasn't very artistic.
Could you afford any holidays when you were young?
The first time I went, I was 14, I'd just started work, and we went to Skegness. And while we was there, they had a blackout trial for the war. The war was imminent.
Mm.
And of course, I got to know these two lads that we was with.
Mm.
And they'd got motorbikes. And of course, I sat on the back of the lad that I'd gone with, waiting for my friend. And they never came. And Bobby came up to us. And he said, "I'm sorry to tell you, but your friend... And I've had an accident at the Skegness Hospital."
No.
And they'd come round a corner, and with them practising the blackout, they didn't dip the lights.
Yeah.
And of course it blinded him, and they went over the sea wall. But,
did he survive?
Oh, yeah. I think it broke her arm.
Yeah.
And did something to her neck. And the two boys, they was lovely. Lovely lads. They came from down south somewhere.
Yeah.
And they came to see her once or twice, but of course, then petrol got rationed, because the war started, and we sort of drifted apart.
What were your Christmases like? Did you always get what you wanted?
Well, well, until my mum got married again, I'd get a rag doll or what my mum had made or something like that.
Yeah.
There were only one present, and I believed in Santa Claus for years and years. And then my brother says, we always used to go to my auntie's at Belper for Christmas after my dad got killed. He says, it isn't Santa Claus, it isn't. He says, and I can tell you for sure. He says, go and look under the front table under that piece of brown paper and you'll see what you're getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
But it got straps.
Yeah.
It got straps for telling me. Yeah. And it's never same, is it?
No.
All the magic's gone.
Did you make your own decorations? Did you put
With them paper rings. And you used to have to do.
Yeah.
Well, you can't. You know, if you tell the young ones today what you got for Christmas, they wouldn't believe you.
They want hundreds of pounds worth nowadays, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, one of mine was a rag doll that my mum had made me.
Mm, yeah.
But that rag doll meant as much to me as what, you know, as an expensive one would.
I think kids appreciated it more in your day than...
Yeah, and it isn't right if it don't cost a bomber,
was
it? I mean, you see them going to buy here, they've got head things on,
they're
doing this.
Did you have any pets when you were younger?
Well, We had a dog, but it didn't. But it wasn't ours. When, of course, the war was on, Aidan was 6 years older than me. He wanted to get married. I didn't, but with nowhere to live, only to live at Stony Ford. Well, I went. I'd got all lovely shoes and everything when I went. We ended up, I called at the end house on top of, what's it, laying, to see if I could leave a pair of decent shoes in their shed and go and change you, because you've got to go plough through fields,
you know.
And then Aidan worked at Pye Hill. But in his spare time, he helped farmer, and the farmer's brother had got that house on Albert Avenue.
Mm.
He'd got it for a farm labourer, and this farm labourer had come from out of Wales, and he couldn't settle here, so he let us have it.
Yeah.
You've never seen anything like it in your life. Beautiful house it is.
Mm.
You went in through back to our kitchen. Well, the toilet and the coal house was out on the yard. I don't think they realised it was a chain, and they'd kept using it. Well, when we opened the door, there was piled on the floor.
Oh,
well, Mr. Wilbram come. Well, I didn't tell you the language he used.
Yeah.
And he stood there with hose, and he had to wash it down like that. And when it was scrubbed up, it was a beautiful, it was a built-up toilet, but it was a water toilet, you see.
Yeah.
And also, it was a lovely living room. The stairs was there, and the front room was there, and the pantry was sort of in between the front room. And they'd even made a hole in that wall to save going through there. And this great big hole in the middle of, well, When Clark's, the town farmers that owned it, came and looked at it, they wouldn't believe us. And they said, well, get it right, and while ever you're getting it right, don't pay any rate, rent.
Yeah.
But Aidan had to promise that he would go and help on the farm if he came, if we had it. Well, with him finishing work about 2 o'clock a bit, he'd come home and just have a wash and a bite of something to eat and then go down to farm, and then when I come home from work, he'd have a good meal, you see. Because you had to work full time during the war, as your mum knew. We all used to go on train, run up all them steps to catch that train. We ought to have that train now, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's, looking back, when they stopped all railways, it might, I mean, there are a lot not doing
much. I mean, they wouldn't have this trouble what they're having now with all them lorries at Cali.
No. It'd be ideal now, that railway.
Yeah, of course it would.
For people from Connor Park, Selston, Westbrook.
Yeah. And, admitted you were about shattered by the time you got up onto platform, running up all them steps. I mean, you were in Langley Mill in 5 minutes.
Well, yeah. I mean, we used to use it a lot. And
I used it every day when I worked at Marlers.
Yeah. My Auntie Dorothy, she always used it when she worked at Rowell's, was it, down Knotts?
Yeah.
And, What, did you have a second school after your first one, then?
No, you went to the same school. In sections.
Oh, yeah.
The infants was at the bottom, the boys was at that side, and the girls was at that side.
Yeah.
And there was like a high fence in between the girls.
What sort of games did you play in?
Rounders, hopscotch, all such of that.
Yeah.
I know one day I'd been talking in class and they'd sent me out, the class and then the cloakroom, and they'd sent me out into cloakroom and I were doing a handstand up the thing and headmistress walked in. So I had another punishment for that.
Did you have regular friends?
Yeah, I had quite a few friends. One was Lusk Brickyard, you know Lusk Brickyard, their daughter, Jill. They've got twins, Jack and Jill. And I used to love to go to their house because you had butter on your bread and, you know, jam and all sorts. Of course, that closed now, that's gone empty. Yeah.
Everything's gone empty.
Yeah. My Morlis has gone, whoever thought a big firm like Morlis.
Yeah.
Had go.
How old were you when you left school, Aletheia?
14. I left school. My birthday's 1st of July, and of course you have to go till August holidays. Left school on the Friday and I started work on the Monday. Started working ankle socks. They wouldn't do nothing like that now, would they? Got these ankle socks on.
Where did you work your first job? Did you have more than one job in your life?
No, I worked at Morley's until I got married.
Well, that all stockings?
No, we was on men's underwear.
Morley's, my auntie.
Yeah, they did. Morley's did stockings and that, but I were on men's underwear.
The one at Main Firms, weren't they,
around? Yeah, and then the war came and I had to go on more work, you see.
Yeah.
So I went to Aristocks and making balloon barrages.
Did family, you know, when you were younger, did family have electricity and baths and...
Well, we'd got in our kitchen, it was a nice big kitchen, and somebody gave my mum a big bath. And
them big tin baths?
Yeah, a long one. And we thought it were lovely. And anyway, there was a copper fire in the kitchen, and the lad next door worked somewhere where there was woodwork. Mm. It won't be Callum's then, because they weren't started. And he made us this big thing to put this long bath in, and then when it poured down, it was like a seat.
Mm.
And we used to have copper fire on, and just daily it in into the bath, you see.
Yeah.
But there was only Friday night were bath night.
Yeah.
Cleanest went in first, and then all had one after.
Do you have to help round the house as a young girl?
Oh yeah, we'd all got a job until my mum got married again.
Yeah.
We'd all got a job to do. My brother, he didn't help in the house because he got a paper round. But I had to wash the breakfast pots and things like that because my mum had to go out cleaning, see. So.
Yeah. It'd be odd times when your dad first died, wouldn't
it? Oh, it was awful. I think the arse died with him.
Yeah.
You see, he got us that lovely arse and it never moved in it.
Yeah,
we really.
It's one of them things that just spare a moment and it changes your life.
Yeah.
If you hadn't have been there.
They said if he hadn't have been such a private man and made water where he stood like they do, don't it?
Yeah.
Instead of going behind his stall,
yeah,
he wouldn't have been killed.
Well,
but
yeah.
It's written in the book,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And, say there was hard times, and some nights my mum would come in and she'd sit there too tired to eat a food, because she'd been out washing and, you know, doing washing for folks.
What did you get up as a teenager, Alethea? What did you do as a teenager?
Well, we played hopscotch and...
When you was older?
Oh, when I was older.
In your teens?
I went on Monkey Parade, Athena, the boys start at the top and the girls at the bottom,
right,
and
we used to have one at Alfred.
Yeah, that's where I met Aidan. Actually, we got up to the top of Aidan and he turned round and he trod on my friend's toe. And of course it was the day war was declared, and this warden showing up like, keep moving. Well, it was a bit awkward because Aidan had trod down Doris's toe, and she could. So we moved sort of across the road out of the way, and we're sorting it out, and Aidan said, I'm sorry. Anyway, he finished off going out with her. He went out with my friend for 6 months.
Oh.
And I went with his friend, but I didn't like him because he smoked ever so heavy, and we didn't smoke in our house, you know. Anyway, one day I was at work and his cousin worked in the same room, and she come with this letter. She says, our Aidan sent this letter. I says, oh, it'll be for Doris. She's at the bottom end of the room. She says, no, it's for you. And apparently he'd finished with her, and he'd sent and asked me to go out with him.
Well, he fancied you then, yeah.
He said, well, in this letter it said I went off with the wrong girl, but he had to go with her because it were her toe he trod on that.
Yeah.
But I didn't go with him straight away, because then after we'd met two boys from Ripley, and then Aidan had gone out with another girl, and then I had another letter from him. Try a second time.
Oh, yeah.
So I had this date with him, and that were it.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
I wrote him.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, we got married 3 years later.
Where did you marry at, Leith? Which
church? Losker Church.
Oh, Losker Church.
We was the second to get married in that new church.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Broke my mother's heart because we're Baptists.
Oh, yeah.
But the chapel hadn't got a nice aisle where he could walk down.
Yeah.
I wanted to walk down this aisle.
Yeah. Well,
so it broke my mother's heart. I got married at church. As I say, we went back to chapel after the wedding and had his reception at chapel.
Mm.
And I think all was forgiven then.
Yeah.
But Aidan, there's only a little tin tabernacle church, you know, at Stony Ford.
Yeah.
And he used to go to the apparently or in choir there. But we had to have a vicar from Ironville.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
were Aidan working then when you got...
He'd all this way to Pyle.
How did he get from Stony Ford to Pyle then?
Walk.
Did he walk it?
Walk it, yeah.
Right through here?
Yeah.
Winter and summer?
Winter and summer.
Crikey. Mm-hmm. But he did some bad treks in winter then.
Yeah.
Because would he go on Canal Side?
Yeah, down Stony Lane,
Stony
Road, onto Canal.
Crikey.
It got back as such.
Yeah.
All on wheels, like, no seat.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm telling my young uns relatives, they don't believe me.
No. I mean, at the end of a shift down pit, and you've got whatever you're doing, yeah, then you've got to go all that way back home.
He come home one day and he says, "I've seen sight of my life this morning." So I says, "Why?" He says, "I saw Mrs. Now, he did give me her name. They lived down Stone Row in them little houses, and she was pulling blind up, and the nightie had got caught in it, and she was pulling a nightie up." Aidan said, "It nearly put me off going to work." I said, "Well, she was getting up early, really, but they used to do, didn't we? Thinking back now, I always used to get up at 6 o'clock.
I mean, young ones nowadays, a weekend, if they get up before 10, you know, it's somewhat unusual.
Yeah.